back-to-school cost gaps in Spanish-speaking regions. Comparing essential supplies, aesthetic stationery, and giveaways, back-to-school costs depend not only on the listed prices of school supplies, but also on the quantities needed, shipping costs, durability, and reusability. This guide explains how to distinguish essentials from design-focused optional items and compare bundles and giveaways using the same criteria. First, check the specifications and quantities required by the school to distinguish essential supplies from design-focused optional items. Even if a bundle has a low listed unit price, its true cost per needed item may be higher if only a small quantity will actually be used. Reusable products should be evaluated based on their expected useful life, consumable costs, and risk of loss, not just their initial price. Plastic covers can reduce stains and wear, but their reusability, material, and compliance with school rules should also be checked. Giveaway posts on social media should be independently verified for the official organizer, eligibility, location, registration requirements, and whether availability is guaranteed. Back-to-school supplies vary widely in price and design, even when they serve the same function. In particular, when color-coordinated planners, pencil cases, and notebook bundles are featured on social media, it can be easy for the supplies actually required by schools and stationery chosen for personal preference to look like a single list. Because the Spanish-speaking world includes many countries and regions, the start of the school year, names of supplies, specifications, and purchasing practices are not all the same. 2026-27 products aimed at the August-September back-to-school season in the Northern Hemisphere may not fit Southern Hemisphere academic calendars or other term systems. What to keep in mind when reading 2026 back-to-school information, according to materials provided by the operator. A post about the experiences of students who can afford so-called cute school supplies, and those who cannot received more than 100 upvotes in a Spanish-language Reddit community on August 1, 2026. This figure reflects reactions at a particular point in time and is not a statistic representative of household spending levels or student experiences across the Spanish-speaking world. Product pages for 2026-27 planners and back-to-school bundles have been posted on TikTok Shop. These product pages are commercial materials showing that the products are being sold. They do not establish average market prices or educational effectiveness. Prices, coupons, shipping terms, and inventory may vary by user and over time. In addition, posts announcing a free school supply distribution on August 15, 2026, appeared in two Reddit communities related to San Fernando Valley. Because the two posts may be cross-posts about the same event, they should not be counted as two independent events or two separate official confirmations. Before the event, the official organizer and location should be verified separately. Distinguishing essential school supplies from aesthetic stationery, whether an item is essential, should be determined by the function and specifications required by the school or teacher, not by the product's appearance or how it is displayed in stores. Category typical examples basis for assessment how to reduce costs explicitly required supplies notebooks of a specified size, pencils, erasers, rulers, folders in specific colors, specifications, and quantities are listed on the school's supply list. Check existing supplies first, then buy only the amount still needed class-specific conditional items calculators, headphones, art supplies, geometry tools required only for certain subjects or grade levels. Delay buying expensive products until the teacher confirms the requirement. Organizational aids planners, indexes, binder dividers, labels. Helpful for organization, but alternatives are available. Use a free schedule or an existing binder protective supplies notebook and textbook covers. Pencil cases, device pouches, their value varies depending on the risk of damage and school rules. Reuse products already owned and confirm the specifications. Aesthetic or trendy stationery character themed sets, decorative stickers, color coordinated sets, lower cost alternatives serve the same function. And the items are not required for class. Set a budget limit and choose only one or two items, duplicates and spares multiple pencil cases. More pens and notebooks than needed the quantity purchased, exceeds actual use, split bundles with family or friends, or plan to use them next term, the meanings of Spanish supply names may vary by region. For example, cuaderno and libreta and bolígrafo and lapicero or pluma may be used differently, while carpeta may refer to either a folder or a binder. Rather than ordering based only on translated names, it is safer to check the size, binding method, line spacing, number of holes, and photos as well. Effective unit costs of individual items, bulk sets, and reusable products, the price per item shown on a price tag is only a starting point. A meaningful comparison must account for taxes, mandatory shipping fees, the quantity that will actually be used, consumables, and the expected period of use. Basic formulas: purchase unit cost equals product price plus taxes plus mandatory shipping fees confirmed discount amount divided by total quantity effective cost per needed item equals total amount actually paid divided by quantity actually used reusable cost per term equals initial purchase cost plus expected consumables cost plus maintenance cost expected residual value divided by expected number of terms used cash cost of a free distribution equals transportation cost plus parking fees. Plus confirmed costs required on site include a coupon in the discount amount only when it can actually be applied. If a discount requires a specific payment method, a new account, or a minimum order amount, calculate it as zero when those conditions cannot be met. Hypothetical examples showing the calculation structure, the following figures are examples in arbitrary currency units intended to explain the calculations, not market prices. Option payment or estimated cost quantity or period apparent unit cost, effective cost based on use interpretation individual notebook 3. 5 1 notebook 3. 5 per notebook 3. 5 per notebook. There is no waste if only one notebook is needed. Pack of 6 notebooks, 15 4 of 6 notebooks use 2. 5 per notebook 3. 75. Per notebook used if there is no plan to use the remaining 2 notebooks. This may be less economical than buying individually reusable binder 8 plus refill paper 4 plus maintenance 2 expected use for 3 terms difficult to compare on a simple per item basis about 4. 67 per term the estimated cost is valid only if it is actually used for 3 terms free distribution pickup item price 0 plus transportation 4 receipt not guaranteed items are free minimum cash cost 4 travel time and the risk of supplies running out early must be considered separately if the products left over from a bundle will definitely be used next term or shared with another family the unit cost based on the total quantity can be applied conversely if specifications may change ink may dry out or items are likely to be lost in storage The quantity expected to be used should be estimated conservatively. Factors to compare beyond price, durability and replacement frequency, cheap zippers, weak bindings, and pencils that break easily can create replacement costs during the term. Conversely, even expensive products are not guaranteed to last if they are likely to be lost or are uncomfortable for the student to use. Checking how many times the same type of product was replaced during a previous term makes it easier to estimate a realistic period of use. Organizational benefits and ease of use planners, or color-coded folders, can help separate assignments and subjects. However, they may go unused if the student does not have a habit of recording information, or if they duplicate the school's digital schedule management. One option is to test the same method for a week before purchasing by using a free schedule or an existing notebook. Motivation to learn and sense of belonging stationery with a favorite design may increase excitement about starting school or motivation to keep track of belongings. However, these effects vary greatly by individual, and there is no basis for concluding that a particular brand or set improves academic performance. Rather than excluding all aesthetic stationery, setting a separate discretionary budget can reduce conflicts with the essential supplies budget. Specifications and compatibility if notebook size, paper format, number of binder holes, calculator model, or charging method does not meet class requirements, the item cannot be used even if it is inexpensive. Because online bundles may contain items with different specifications, Check the detailed contents before relying on the main product photo. Protective benefits of vinyl covers and the plastic debate vinyl or plastic covers can help reduce moisture damage, stains, and corner wear while protecting name labels. In particular, they may reduce the need for replacement in settings where borrowed textbooks must be returned or the same notebook is used for an extended period. However, single-use adhesive covers or products that are difficult to reuse because they do not fit properly may increase plastic use. The decision to purchase them can be made in the following order. Check whether the school requires covers or permits only a specific type. Assess whether books or notebooks face a significant risk of actual damage when used without covers. Check whether existing covers and pouches can be reused. If purchasing new ones, check whether they are sized for reuse over multiple terms. Check material labels such as PVC, whether adhesive is used, and local disposal methods. Compare whether paper covers or reusable fabric covers provide the same protection. Environmental impact is not determined solely by whether a product is made of plastic. Its effect on extending product life, the number of times it can be reused, the additional materials required, and local disposal conditions must all be considered. Checklist for verifying free school supply distribution information. Free distributions can reduce preparation costs, but availability should not be assumed based only on social media posts. If two posts share the same poster, they may be repetitions of a single original source rather than two independent confirmations. Items to check before leaving organizer. Can the organizer be verified as an actual entity, such as a school, local government, library, or registered nonprofit? Official reposting. Are the same date and location also listed on the organizer's official website, phone line, or verified account? Eligibility. Are there requirements related to student age, grade level, area of residence, school enrollment, or income? Date and time. Are the start and end times and local time zones specified in addition to the date? Distribution method. Have you confirmed whether pre-registration, reservations, first-come, first-served distribution, or drive-through pickup is used? Required documents. Is a student ID, proof of enrollment, proof of address, or registration confirmation required? Quantity. Have you confirmed whether registration guarantees supplies or whether distribution ends when inventory runs out? Contents. Are only backpacks provided or are school supply sets and grade-specific supplies also included? Cost. Is there any requirement for a participation fee, purchase, donation, or provision of personal information? Updates. Where can updates about extreme heat, rain, location changes, or cancellations be checked? Warning signs. There is no organizer name or contact information, and only a private message is requested. The event is advertised as free, but requests a card number, money transfer, or excessive personal information. The date or address on the poster differs from the description in the post. Old photos are used without indicating the year or event edition. The registration link's domain is unrelated to the known organizer. The August 15, 2026, posts related to San Fernando Valley can be used as leads for discovering the event, but should not be treated as an official guarantee. Because no verifiable official application or reservation page was provided in these posts, no application button linking to them is provided either. Steps for creating a back-to-school budget that fits your circumstances: obtain the latest supply list and required specifications from the school or teacher. Lay out the stationery remaining at home and check whether each item works and how many are available. Divide the list into essential, conditional, and optional items. For essential items, calculate the effective unit cost of individual purchases and bundles. For reusable products, assess the likelihood that they will actually be used for at least two terms. If using a free distribution, account for eligibility requirements, transportation costs, and inventory risk. Set a separate limit for aesthetic stationery and let the student choose priorities. Purchase items needed only after the first week of school, once the teacher provides final guidance. The purpose of this approach is not to avoid design-focused products altogether. It is to clarify the nature of each cost so that supplies needed for class participation are secured first, with durability, organizational benefits, and personal preferences selected within the remaining budget.